At the top of the news this Friday evening, European Union leaders named Belgian Prime Minister Herman Van Rompuy as the bloc's first president yesterday, with Britain Baroness Catherine Ashton as EU Foreign Affairs Chief. The appointments are intended to bolster the EU's standing and help it to match the rise of emerging powers such as China following the global economic crisis. But neither Ashton nor Van Rompuy is a familiar figure outside Europe. Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome, Dr. James Walston, told Kelsey Brennan Wessels that the two will have to work hard to establish themselves on the international stage.
They don't have any experience, or very little experience. Cathy Ashton is an economist, as is Van Rompuy, but she has had almost no international experience. She's been a very competent commissioner, but not for very long. And she will have to move very quickly. So she doesn't have the contacts, the knowledge, the friends, which can sometimes be an advantage. She is, by all accounts, an extremely competent woman and not somebody not a weakling. So they're not neophytes. They are just neophytes in the international stage, and they're going to have to work very hard to establish their own personal weight, which won't be easy.
You referred to Ashton as an economist, and I understand that she has had a history in successful trade agreements in particular. Is her role as the foreign affairs chief tied to trade?
It will be a major issue that she's going to have to deal with, so she'll have that experience. But her most important role will be to try and coordinate the different positions within the European Union, within the 27, to try and speak with a single voice about the Middle East, about Russia, about climate change, which is certainly not going to be easy. And that's where her negotiating skills within the